بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the Noble Quran, He gives many parables and many examples for mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says, وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah gives many examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many parables for mankind so they may take heed, so they may remember. So throughout the Quran, there are many such examples that are full of lessons for us to take and for us to bring into our lives. For example, today being Yawmul Jum'ah, and it is mustahab to recite Suratul Kahf on this day. So one example is given in Suratul Kahf regarding two individuals. Some narrations, they say they were brothers, some say they were friends, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed one of them with materialistic wealth, and the other one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless him with so much wealth, but he had iman. It's a very famous incident that is mentioned in the Quran. Right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another parable regarding hayat ad-dunya, that the life of this world is as if water coming down to the greenery and making it flourish, and then it dries up and the wind blows it away. But another example which I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا, that do you not see, do you not ponder, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of what kalimatan tayyiba, of a wholesome word, of a wholesome action, kashajaratin tayyiba, to a wholesome tree. Asluha thabitun, its roots are firmly embedded in the ground. Wa faruha fis sama, and its roots are firmly in the ground and its fruits are facing the heavens. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا, it brings its fruits, it brings its vegetation, كُلَّ حِينٍ, on all occasions, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the permission of its Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ, these examples are given not just for stories. These examples are not أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, but these examples are what? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so mankind may take heed, so mankind may take a lesson. So in this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives kalimatun tayyiba to a shajaratu tayyiba, example of a wholesome word. The word kalima is a very encompassing word. It means words that we utter, but also means actions as well. So it could mean that also wholesome actions are equivalent to a shajaratu tayyiba, a wholesome tree. So what is this tree? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself explains in the narration of Tirmidhi on the authority of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that he says that أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ شَجَرَةً لَا يَسْقُطُ وَرْقُهَا وَهِيَ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَهِيَ مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily there is a tree. There is a tree which is like no other tree, and it does not shed its leaves. لَا يَسْقُطُ وَرْقُهَا, it does not shed its leaves, and the example of this tree is مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِ, it's like a Muslim. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he questions the Sahaba, he tests the Sahaba. Hadithuni mahiya, tell me, O my companions, what is this tree? What do you think? How beautiful is the examples of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful a teacher he was. That from this, just this one hadith, so much lessons we could take out. One is the methodology of a teacher, how he should teach and guide his fellow pupils. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came as a mu'allim, بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, that I have been sent as a teacher. So one of the methods of teaching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he would question and he would test them, that what do you think? Let them think, let him get engaged in the conversation. So Abdullah bin Umar, he said, فَوَقَعَ النَّاسُ فِي شَجْرَةِ الْبَادِيَةِ. People started to guess and they said, is it so-and-so tree? Is it the tree of the, you know, the wilderness of the desert? And he said, وَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِي أَنَّهَا نَخْلَةِ. And it came in my heart that this must be the date tree, the date palm tree. But he says, Abdullah bin Umar says that I knew this answer. It came into my heart. فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ. But I became shy. And it was because there were so many senior Sahaba present. And Abdullah bin Umar, he was a very young child at that time. So in the presence of the seniors, in the presence of the elders, he says, I felt shy. So I remained quiet. See, he was a son of a great Sahabi. He was a Sahabi himself. And they were taught etiquettes. This is something that is a void in our society sometimes. That we find that youngsters, they do not have etiquettes. That when you're in the gathering with elders, the younger ones should stay quiet unless they're asked a question and told to speak. Today's time, we find that our children and the students and the youth, they go and they start speaking out loud in front of the elders. This is a sign of disrespect. Abdullah bin Umar says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ. I felt shy to speak out. Why? Because there were so many senior Sahaba. So tarbiyah is part of Islam. It is important that there are two rights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there are two rights a child has on the father. We know that the father has many rights on the child. The parents have a lot of rights, great amount of rights on the child. But there are two rights a child has on the father. One of them is to give him a good name, and the second one is to do tarbiyah, to teach him etiquettes. So over here he says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ, that I felt shy to give the answer. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the companion said, O Prophet of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, أَخْبِرِنَا مَا هِيَ, tell us, what is this tree? What is this tree that you told us about? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, هِيَ النَّخْلَ, it is the date palm tree. Then Abdullah bin Umar, he goes, said, فَحَدَّثْتُ أَبِي بِمَا وَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِي, I went to my father, who was Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and I told him that I had this answer in my heart, but I felt shy to say it. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he became so overjoyed that he knew the answer. He said, لَأَنْتَقُونَ قُلْتَهَا, if you were just to say the answer at the moment, because Nabi Salasim was testing, and if you were to say the answer, he says, أَحَبُّ إِلِّيَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِي كَذَا وَكَذَا, this is more beloved than me that I have so-and-so wealth and so-and-so treasures. Means this is a great joyous occasion for Umar, that if you were to answer the question, Nabi Salasim Wasallam, this is the most beloved thing in my eye. So from this hadith we understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a parable that a mu'min, a believer, is like a date palm tree. And the Quran ayat, if you were to now join the two, there are some qualities that are mentioned. There are some qualities that are mentioned in the Quran ayah. First one being, that asluha thabitun. Its roots are firmly embedded in the ground. Just how the roots is firmly embedded in the ground. And if it is wholesome, if it is intact, then the tree stays alive. The tree stays flourishing. But if the roots become sick, some disease happens to the roots, then the disease spreads throughout the entire tree and affects all the actions, affects all the fruits of the tree as well. Same way, the iman of a believer, his belief, his creed system, that must be firmly embedded in his heart. It must be firmly embedded. He must have firm conviction on the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That just how a tree does not get affected by what's around it. If there's trash, if there's garbage, if anything's around on the ground, on the surface, the tree does not get affected because why? Its roots are wholesome, its roots are firmly embedded. Same way a believer, that if his iman is firm, his belief is firm on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not get affected by the trials and tribulations which are around him. By the fitna that is prevalent around him, he does not get affected. This does not mean that a wholesome and conducive environment is not good for a believer. Definitely, when a person stays in a wholesome environment, in a religious environment, that is good for him, is most easier for him to benefit, and he'll be inclined to do good. However, if he were to be placed in an environment that is full of sin, or an environment that's full of vice, the commandments of Allah SWT are being broken, his iman will be firm that he does not get affected, he does not let it come inside him. That's how a wholesome believer, his iman should be. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from one of his du'as, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of his du'as are so beautiful. But one of his supplications that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, O Allah, grant us such fear that this fear becomes a barrier from us and sins. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ عَلَيْنَا مَسَائِبُ الدُّنْيَا. And grant us such yaqeen, grant us such belief that ma tuhawwinu alina, that the masa'ib ad-dunya, the trials of this world, the difficulties of this world become honed, become easy, and becomes bearable. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his supplications that he taught mankind, taught all of us, is to ask for such a yaqeen, such belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such belief in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that ma tuhawwinu alayna masaib ad-dunya, that the difficulties of the world become easy for us to bear. One time, a sahabi by the name of Sufyan bin Abdullah Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, qulli fil islami qawlan. Tell me one statement in Islam, regarding my deen, that la as'alu anhu ahadan ghayrak, and one narration, la as'alu anhu ba'dak, that I do not have to ask anyone else for advice after that. Grant me such concise and comprehensive advice that it will suffice for me that I do not have to go to any other individual to ask for advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, asal qul amantu billah thumma istaqim. Say that I believe in Allah and then stay steadfast. Subhanallah, very simple advice, one sentence. Qul amantu billah. Say I believe in Allah. Then thumma istaqim. Stay steadfast on this. The Sahaba understood that the statement amantu billah, la ilaha illallah, to bring faith in, this is not just lip service. It's not just something that we say. No, it is something that changes a person's life. That Islam is just not lip service and we say that we believe but we do whatever we want. They understood that Islam is not like the other religions where a certain day is dedicated for worship or a certain time of the day, only on Fridays, or how the Christians go only on Sundays. But Islam is actually a way of life. It governs every facet of our lives is governed by Islam. It is not only about ibadat, but it's also imaniyat, our creed, our belief system, our ibadat, worship, our mu'amalat, the transaction, what is permissible, what is impermissible, how can we do business dealing. It is also akhlaqiyat, our character, our morals, our ethics in life. They're also governed by Islam. And also mu'asharat, our social living, how we stay with one another, our neighbors, our co-workers, our subordinates. All this is governed by Islam, and all this falls under amantu billah. Because when a person says amantu billah, he submits before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the true translation of Islam is not peace. Salam means peace. Islam means submission. Yes, part of the submission is peace. The same root letters, seen, lam, meem, are part of it. So in submission, there is peace. But the true translation of Islam, it's to submit. That's why when Ibrahim alayhi salam was said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aslim, submit, he said, Aslamtu, I have submitted. And we all know the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that throughout his life, he had submitted his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah had asked him, he was ready, without a doubt. Because why? He had submitted himself. So when a person comes in the fold of Islam, when a person is a Muslim, when he says, La ilaha illallah, He accepts all the conjunctions of Islam. All the injunctions of Islam he accepts. And he's ready to fulfill all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the advice he gave, say amantu billah, means believe in all of these, bring it into life. Thumma istaqim. Now that's the difficult part. Stay steadfast. Stay steadfast. Now you and I, we live in a society, we live in a time where everything is instant, right? We got instant coffee, we got microwaves, we got everything, we want the results instantly. Same way, whenever we do an action, we want instant result. We pray 2 rakat salah and we want to fly in the sky now, you know? That's our characteristic, that we want all the results, and if we don't see the results, we become despondent. We have this burst of enthusiasm in us. That when the month of Ramadan comes, we all know this is a normal scenario we see every year. What happens on the first few days of Ramadan? MashaAllah, we're ripping the musalla, right? So much salahs and nawafil and tarawih and tahajjud and mashaAllah, Quran, tilawat, 2 juz, 3 juz, 4 juz a day, the first few days. But what happens in the middle of Ramadan, towards the end of Ramadan? The Quran tilawat stops. The nawafil that we're reading, tahajjud, that also stops. We barely wake up for sahri. Just 10 minutes before sahri, sometimes we wake up. Why? Because it was just a burst of enthusiasm we had, but there was no steadfastness. There was no steadfastness. So the advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is, amantu billah thumma istaqim. That whatever you do, have steadfastness in it. Continue to do it. Be firm on it. Do not let conditions move you. Do not let society and the trials and tribulations shake you. But be firm on your iman. And this is a sign of a believer. This is a true sign of a believer that no matter what condition he comes in, he is firm on his iman. A perfect example is the greatest companion of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Abu Bakr Siddiq, when upon the demise of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone was in a state of bewilderment, in a state of confusement. Some even were in such shock that they did not accept this fact. Because of the shock, they were overcome with the shock that they did not want to even accept the fact. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if anyone says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he would take out his sword and say, I'm ready to wage war against the person. Do not say this. So it was a very testing and trialing time for the Sahaba. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was firm. And he had the reins of Khilafat now on him. On one side, you had the enemies that wanted to attack Medina. On the other side, you had someone who proclaimed that he is the Prophet. You had Musalim ibn al-Qadhab on the other side. And you had an army that was ready to leave. People advised him that no, take it slowly, take it easily. There was a group of people that did not want to fulfill the commands of zakat anymore. Said, there's no zakat due anymore. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is no longer here. But what did Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala say? Look at this jumla, look at the words that come out of his mouth. It said, Ayan qudu deen wa ana hay? Can deen be diminishing? Can deen be falling down, be breaking up, and I am still alive? How is this possible? How is this possible that I am alive in front of me, the deen is falling apart? He said, this will never happen. And he became firm. That's what you call istiqamah on the iman. Istiqamah on the faith. That no matter what conditions happen, now that type of conditions you and I are not facing. You and I are not facing such situations. But you and I still face difficult times. Sometimes we'll be tested that don't pray salah. This is a public area. You know what? Just make it up at Isha time. When you go home, make up all your salah. What are people going to say? Or you're in a public place. How can you pray salah? These are testing time. Amantu billah thumma staqim. You believed in Allah and you believe in the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma staqim. Stay steadfast. Sometimes you'll be tested that if you want to take this job, you're going to be involved in haram. You'll be involved in haram. But a believer, he'll stay steadfast on his deen. Amantu billah thumma staqim. So that's the first sign that the ayah gives us. That asluha thabitun. Its roots are firm. Means his iman, his belief in Allah, belief in the hereafter, belief in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's firm. Second, wa far'uha fis sama. This tree, its fruits are facing the skies. Wa far'uha fis sama. Means the fruits. Now what are the fruits of human beings? His actions. Means the actions are towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means niyat is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does the action only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari in his compilation of Sahih, the first hadith he brings, innamal a'malu bin niyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Every action is based upon intention, and every human, every shucks, every person will get whatever he's intended for. So a true believer, he does only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he knows that whatever Allah has with him, that is going to last. What humans have, that's going to perish. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَلْ. Whatever you have is going to perish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاكْ. And whatever is with Allah, that's going to remain. So whatever we set forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyat, with the ikhlas we have, that's going to remain forever. That's going to be in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, everyone wants to invest. They want to make sure. They want to get into 401k, so they come to the muftis. What is permissible? Can we invest in this stock? Can we not, right? Because why? They have concern for the future. They want to make sure they have some type of investment when they retire. Everyone has this concern. This is normal human concerns. But we have to look past that. Not just only at the age of retire, when we retire from this life. We have to look at what about our investment over there. What about the investment in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ. Whatever you have, whatever mankind has, yanfud, is going to perish. It's not going to remain. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاكْ. And what is with Allah, what is in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is going to remain. So a believer, he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sa'id bin Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, one time we were sitting, وَنَحْنُ نُذَاكِرُ مَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ. We were discussing amongst ourselves about the Dajjal. Now we all heard of Dajjal and what trials are going to come with Dajjal. SubhanAllah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every Nabi has warned his nation of Dajjal. And I'm also warning you of Dajjal, but I'm going to give you a sign. That know that Dajjal is one-eyed and your Allah is not one-eyed. What an ajeeb way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressing this. What an ajeeb way that Dajjal is one-eyed and your Lord is not one-eyed. And people say that that's obvious. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from physical forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa kamithlihi shay. And this is a ayib. How can we even think about that? But he said that the Dajjal, the temptations and the trials and the fitna of the Dajjal are so much that a normal person will start believing that he is God. A person will start believing because of the things that he's going to make apparent, the supernatural acts that he's going to make apparent, that people will start believing that he is God. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, know that your Lord is not one-eyed. It means don't get confused thinking that he is your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one-eyed. Such clear signs to warn us from Dajjal. It means that's how strong the trials of Dajjal are going to be. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, he says that we were discussing Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ukbirukum bima huwa akwafu alaykum indi. Shall I not warn you? Should I not inform you about that which I fear more regarding you than Dajjal? Now what could be more fearful, something more worrying than Dajjal? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling that, should I not tell you what I fear more upon you than Masih al-Dajjal? So the Sahaba said, Qulna bala ya Rasulullah, do tell us, O the Prophet of Allah. We would definitely want to know. He said, Ashirkul khafi. Subhanallah. Ashirkul khafi. The silent, that hidden form of shirk that a man does. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself explains. He said, An yakum ar-rajulu yusalli, that a man stands up to pray salah. He stands up, yusalli, for yuzayyinu salatahu, and he adorns his salah, he makes it beautiful. Why? Lima yara min nadhirin rajulin, because there's someone looking at him. Because there's someone looking at him, so now he plays it, mashallah, the head bounded down and shaking and concentration, because you know someone is looking at him. But when he's alone, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, right? He just makes a movement like a chicken, goes to ruku, comes up, goes, there's no concentration, there's no fulfillment of any of the ta'adil, arkan, he doesn't do it quietly. But when someone is looking, when he's in a gathering, when he has even a, he's not even sure if someone's looking, he just hears the footsteps, someone might be looking. Now all of a sudden, his salah's condition is something else. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because it's showing off, it's doing to please others, doing to make show it to them. That is called ashirkul khafi. Now shirk, we know that inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Shirk, to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great form of oppression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, doing to show off to others, that is also a form of shirk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fear of this more than I fear of the fitna of Dajjal upon you. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from having this type of shirk. Doing it for the sake of others, and may all our actions be the forsake for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is coming short, so the last point from the ayat that, you know, we could go on for a very long time discussing the ayat, but the last quality that mentions, tu'ti ukulaha kulla hinan, that it brings its fruits on all occasions. Same way as the life of a believer, that it brings fruits, brings khair for him on all occasions. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully said, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٍ. Astonishing, ajeeb. Ajeeb is the state of a believer. That every act of his, there's khair in it. Every matter of his, there's khair in it. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this honor is not given to anyone except a believer. Because only a believer could do this. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in asabathu sarra shakara fakana khairun lahu. When he has some good news, some good conditions, then he does what? Shakara. He is grateful. He makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fakana khairun lahu. And this is good for him. He gets a reward. To be grateful, he'll get a reward for that. Wa in asabathu darra. And if he is afflicted with trials, tribulations, difficulties, a death in the family, losing his job, something happens, we all face this time and again. When asabathu darra, when he is faced with difficult times, sabara, he is patient. He doesn't say, why me? He doesn't say, oh, why does this have to happen? But he does what? Sabara, fasabrun jameel. He has beautiful patience. Fakana khayrin lahu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajiban li amri al-mu'min. No matter what situation he is in, whether it be good, whether it be bad, he's still going to benefit. So how? تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ. That tree, it brings fruits on all occasions. Same way the life of a believer, on all situations, it brings its fruits, it brings khayr, and he's going to benefit. And another meaning that we could take out, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ. It brings fruits. That just how this tree, a palm tree, every part of the palm tree, human beings benefit from. For example, the dates, we all know how nutritious they are, we open our fast from them. But at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the trunk of it was used as pillars. The leaf of it was used as roof. The leaves of it was used to make baskets. It means every part became beneficial. Same way is the life of a Muslim, that he's always benefiting on all occasions. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of the people is he who benefits the people the most. The best of the people is he who benefits. It means at all occasions, whether it be social work, he's ready to help out. Whether it be community service, he's ready to help out. Whether it be family, whether it be teaching. No matter what situation, a mu'min, he's always anfa. He's always beneficial for people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I ability to practice upon this ayat. May he make us the true believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah wants us to be. And save us from all the sicknesses, the inner sicknesses that we have that bring shortcomings in our life for fulfilling that stage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.